Blind Geek Zone podcast review of For Yo Information website and podcast for September 16th, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and today I'm going to be reviewing a podcast and website that I had started to review a couple of weeks ago, initially did a recording for it, and am now doing it over for various reasons. The review is for the website For Yo Information. This website is run by several teenagers. First of all, the ringleader is Robert Kenjit, and he's the one that asked me to do this review for the website. And I was happy to do so. It's taken me all summer to get it done, but hey. So the address for the website is www.freewebs, that's freewebs.com. /4 YOINFORMATION /. We're here at the website right now.
The For Yo Information podcast, vertical bar, we will help with issues and make you laugh while doing it.
And what Robert wanted me to do was just basically go over the website and review it with the screen reader. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'll also, at the end of the podcast, we'll play a snippet of one of the podcasts for you to kind of get an idea of what the podcasts are about. It's a pretty funny and entertaining website, quite a bit of content on it. Many different podcasts that have been done that are done by a group of three different teenagers. And it's a very entertaining and humorous podcast. Probably more suited for the younger people in the audience. But nonetheless, it's quite entertaining, you know, probably for everybody. So let's get started. And basically what I'm going to do at first is I'm just going to go through different parts of the website and show you some different things.
Blank. Google underline ads underline if from underline user underline 728x90.
Okay, we got a Google ad there, so let's get past it.
Link graphic pageant /Google_blank. Visited heading level 1 link the For Yo Information podcast. Heading level 2, we will help with issues and make you laugh while doing it. Blank. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home.
And we've got a navigation list here on every page up at the top. There's 19 different choices in it. It'll take us to a lot of different places. And I'll sit here and describe a few of them for you.
Bullet link schedule.
It's a schedule for their podcast, their live podcast that they do on Skype live.
Bullet visited link listen online.
You can listen to the podcast live online. And that uses Flash Player, but there's also other accessible means of listening live to the podcast if you would like.
Bullet link subscribe.
Here's a subscribe. You can subscribe to the podcast feed.
Bullet visited link downloads.
Downloads is where you can download the MP3 podcasts directly to your computer to listen to them.
Bullet link contact us.
Contact us has some contact information. I'll go into each one of these here shortly.
Bullet link blog containing transcripts.
Blog, that's their blog that has the transcripts for each podcast they did.
Bullet link reviews on our podcast.
Here you can get various reviews from other people on the various podcasts on the site.
Bullet link guestbook.
And they have a guestbook that you can sign.
Bullet link forum.
And they also have a forum that you can put questions in and get answers back from other people.
Bullet visited link about host-Robert.
Here you can get information about Robert.
Bullet visited link about Jenny.
And here's one for Jenny.
Bullet link about June.
And here's one for June. And these are the primarily the three people that do the podcasts regularly.
Bullet link rate us.
And you can rate the site and the podcast here.
Bullet link chat online.
You can chat online.
Bullet link music.
Music.
Bullet link games.
Games.
Bullet link donate to the podcast.
You can donate to the podcast if you like it.
Bullet link reviews on our site.
Reviews of the site.
List end.
Okay.
Blank. Blank. Make payments with PayPal dash it's fast, free and secure button.
And here you can do your donation. I'm going to skip down past this to see what else is here.
Weird news.
And I got a nice little segment here on the main page that you can go through. It's called Weird News. Let's just go down through here and see what the weird news of the day is.
Weird news. Lead story. Quote, what was once a gentleman's hobby among a few dozen enthusiasts at the turn of the 20th century. Quote, wrote the New York Times in July. Quote, has evolved into a multi-million dash dollar industry. Quote, namely collecting strands of hair of famous people. Mastro Auctions of Chicago sells $100,000 worth of hair a year. And in October, a tuft of Che Guevara's went for $119,500 left Perrin and John Lennon's recently for $48,000 right Perrin. Westport, Con, Americana dealer John Reznikoff left Perrin, who owns strands of Lincoln, Washington, Napoleon and Beethoven right Perrin, appraised Britney Spears locks left Perrin after her 2007 head-shaving right Perrin at quote only quote $3,500. Reznikoff told the Times that while he advertises his trade in books and autographs, the hair is low-key, quote, I'm concerned clients might not take me seriously if they see me selling a lock of Charles Dickens hair, quote left bracket New York Times 7-13-08 right bracket -- the continuing crisis as Denton, tech patron.
Okay, and this is always pretty information. Pretty entertaining, sorry. I notice this changes every few days, and there's always been some rather humorful tidbits here to listen to.
Man knocked him down and began beating.
Let's see, let's skip past this.
Heading level 2, 3:21 p.m., Sept. 16, 2008. Blank. List of three items.
Okay, and this is their thing on the main page where you can actually sign. It's their guest book.
One. Name.
And it asks for your name.
Edit guest. Two. Website.
Your website.
Edit. Three. Edit. Three. Message.
And your message.
Edit.
And if we go down through here, you can actually see what others have said.
List end. Blank. Link refresh. Post message alt plus S button. More options alt plus a button. Blank. List of 10 items. Bullet A random person. I'm afraid to know where that link goes. 3:14 p.m. Sept. 14, 2008 number. Bullet link adult 3000. Interested in a link exchange? Send mail link mail. 8:38 a.m. Sept. 14, 2008 number. Bullet Robert Jean. 10:06 p.m. Sept. 8, 2008 number. Bullet Robert thanks man. Jean do you know? 12:53 a.m. Sept. 7, 2008 number.
And this goes on down through here, and you can, you know, just leave a brief message, and people talk back and forth on the guest book here all the time.
Heading level 3 about. Lincoln JetBlue.Podomatic.com. Blank.
Okay, and I'm going to let Jaws read this, and it'll give you a little bit of basic information about the website, so you can decide if you want to go out and listen to the podcast.
Heading level 2 about the podcast. The 4-Yo Information Podcast was at first just some two kids choosing to make a prank call on one another and broadcasting it on the air. The two kids were Kevin Orsell and Robert W. Kinjit. The joking and prank calls would start on June 12, 2007, and that would be the start of the podcast that would soon become world known. They would air themselves performing some idiotic things such as telling disgusting hilarious jokes and publishing those sound effects like a show. Then someone demanded that they play music and also talk about issues that no one else seemed to want to even acknowledge on the radio or TV shows. More downloads and more people emailed and demanded that they keep doing the music and talk show bit and have the show every month or so. The two boys relented, and then listeners started asking questions about issues that they were having or someone else was having at the current time because no one seemed to be answering them on the radio or TV, and they wanted their questions answered one way or another. They answered a few questions here and there as the shows continued, which started them up the ladder of fame. With word buzzing all over Mispus about these two putting on the quote Lex and Terry for teenagers quote act, it suddenly didn't become a joke anymore. With more serious questions coming in and the demand for more music and show time occurred so often that they had to comply with the demands, and when they did, MySpace was hopping with news about these two kids. Things were good for them, but they had no idea how good things really were for them. The two boys did a show even more often, which earned them even more publicity. Word buzzed all over the world, and the cast had become the next hot thing on the internet. The cast was doing splendidly when it last summer had ended. They both wanted to stay and continue to do the show, but they both had to go to school. In August of 2007, they left the show and left their 3,000 members whining for more of the witty intellect that these two boys dished out. By this time, however, they were famous as word spread on Misfits News, Fox News, and even on Skype News. No one was going to let them be forgotten. There was no doubt that they had hit a gold mine with the podcast, but due to the lack of any free time anymore, they had to cancel the show. About 3 months later, Robert was back. Sadly enough, Kevin stopped showing up for episodes. This set the cast back a bit because they were waiting on Kevin half the time, and eventually someone emailed the team saying that Kevin should be removed from the team permanently. The cast, however, still tried to keep him on the show, but he just stopped coming and would even come in late sometimes. Finally, the team had enough and they wanted something done about all the emails coming in about Kevin, so the other members along with Robert had decided to move on without him. After being gone 1 month with a new cast, Amanda, Ginny, Lenny and Robert have a new show with new guests and characters. The podcast now has grown in popularity ever since its last season with more than 3,000 downloads a month, and it is still growing as the days go on. A wealth of information is talked about in this podcast, and also questions about the issues people have are answered. Even music is played and loads of fun is had within this Lex and Terry for Teenagers and Blind Dr. Phil podcast. In short, it is the same as before, but with a new cast, loads of new interesting questions, and a wide range of interesting thought-provoking topics that these kids cover makes this season better than the last one. Some of the range of topics that are talked about are love, politics, books, discrimination, education, and more. Once in a while, the cast will talk about things that they find interesting, such as new sites, new software, or the next hot book on the market. News is also read from their weird news section, they call it. Sometimes debates are even held within the cast, and even sometimes the host or someone else in the cast will talk about his or her analytical theories and thoughts about books they feel need studying. All in all, this is a clean cast sometimes, and it makes for an interesting listen. So sit back, put the headphones on, and laugh with us. Heading level 3, exclaim.
Okay, so that gives you a little bit of information about the podcast and the various things that go on it. I've listened to a bit of the podcasts, and they're very, very funny. Like I said, I'll give you a snippet here at the end of the review of one of them, so you can listen to it and decide if you want to come out and listen to more. All right, let's go. Let's see what else is down through here.
Blank, heading level 3, donate to us.
Okay, and there's our donation again. If you want to donate to the site.
Grabbing the top, the 4Yo Information Podcast, heading level 1, link visited.
Okay, and we're back up to the top.
List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home. Bullet link schedule. Bullet visited link listen online.
And we're going to go to listen online.
Enter, visited. One frame, 4 headings and 34 links. Done internet one.
Okay, we're
the 4Yo Information Podcast. Verdict, the 4Yo Information Podcast. Heading level 1 link visited. We will help with issues and make you laugh. Listen online. Heading level 3.
Navigation is very easy on this website. There are plenty of headings everywhere. You know, so you can use your H key on your JAWS or Window Eyes or System Access, and you can hop around to the various places on the website rather easily. So that's really good. I like that a lot.
Blank. Hi, below you can listen to the newest episodes in our podcast. Blank. Below is the streaming player that has all the past episodes in one player. Blank. Flash movie start. 4Yo information.
And then we have our Flash movie player here.
This podcast is a talk show for teenagers. People talk or ask anything they want, and the kids try and help them with any issue they are having, and a wealth of information is talked about in this podcast, and also questions about the issues people have are answered. Even music is played and loads of fun is had within this Lex and Terry for Teenagers and Blind, the official web edit of podcasting update left parent. Yes, podcasting will continue. 6 button, 7 button, 8 button, posts button, get podcast button, flash movie end, blank, link subscribe free, link add to my page, blank, link graphic pub / feed dash icon 32x32, link subscribe to the podcast.
And you can subscribe here as well, it looks like.
Blank. Heading level 3, a more accessible way to stream the podcast using Accessible Podcatcher.
And they also give you a link to Accessible Podcatcher here to allow you to listen to these as well through it.
Blank. Left parent note, right parent, the player above is not screen reader accessible. If you have a screen reader and would like to stream the podcasts and not download them, you can : blank, link check out Accessible Podcatcher.
And so that's great, you know, so if you get some sight, you can use the Flash player, and if not, you can get the Accessible Podcatcher, and I've used the Accessible Podcatcher. It's real easy to use. I like using it a lot myself.
Left blank heading blank link blank link add to my links of blank Flash movie end. Get pop post 876 edit a podcast 6 button.
And let's just see if I can get this thing to fire up. I think usually the 6 button will Get the player running.
Space 6 button.
Hello, everybody. I'm so shocked that you guys have listened to this many episodes so far. I thought that we might have warped your mind and had you transferred to the nearest insane asylum. But if you have been listening to the past episodes so far, we've been doing super great, and thank you for all the positive feedback, everybody. And sorry, but we are not sure when we will podcast again. And maybe this week, maybe next week.
Pause.
Who knows?
Space 7 button.
Yeah.
8 button. Post button. Get podcast button.
So, you know, you can make the Flash Player work a wee bit if you're real adventurous. I've kind of messed up my Flash Player a few times by pressing buttons that I didn't know what they do, but generally I can at least get it to start and stop, so. All right, let's go.
The Forio information. List of 19 I bullet visited link home.
Let's go back home.
Enter, visited.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
Website.
Nah, we don't want the, we don't need that plugin.
List of 2 items, bullet link copyright.
Let's see.
List of 3 items. List of 10 items. Wrapping the top. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home.
To our navigation list.
Bullet link get bullet link subscribe. Bullet visited link downloads. Bullet link contact. Bullet visited link.
Let's go to downloads.
Enter. Visited.
And I'll show
one
you here.
One frame, three headings, and 38 links.
You can get your podcasts here via download as well.
The Forio Information Podcast. We will help with issues. Downloads heading level 3. Blank. Hi, here is where you can actually download our episodes. See below. Blank. Episode 15.
And now we have all the episodes here from 15 and back.
Blank. Synopsis. This episode has no particular topic at the end of the questions, but a contest is presented. Who can make the best logo for them to use? Blank. Link download as MP3.
And you can download as an MP3.
Blank. Episode 14.
And then you go to the next episodes, and there's 15 of them in total.
Blank. Synopsis. A battle of the literary elements of Harry Potter commences between the host of Forio Information and the host of Link HP Prognostications.
Okay, so. But this is where you can actually download them. So you got a lot of choices here. You can either try to use the Flash Player, or you can go through the podcast feed and use Accessible Podcatcher, or you can just simply come here and download them as MP3s. All right, let's go back home.
The Forio Inform. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home.
And we'll go home.
Enter. Visited.
Actually,
this website.
Actually, I don't know why I keep going home, but hey, that's just a kind of dummy I am sometimes.
List of 2 items. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home.
Since this navigation is actually on all of these pages, I don't know why I keep coming back home to go to it, but hey.
Bullet link contact us.
Yeah, let's go into the contact us page here and see what's going on.
Enter. Visited. One frame, 13 headings, and 44 links. LinkAptixVoice.com on mouse over. Link feedback dash ads by Google. Google underline ads underline if from underline user.
Yeah, we'll go past our Google ad here.
Graphic Skype me. Blank. Graphic Skype me.
Okay, and you can Skype, Robert.
Blank. Heading level 3, contact Jenny, the co-host on the show.
Oh, okay, maybe that's Jenny.
Blank. Below will be ways you can contact Jenny. Blank. Send mail link. Click this link that does not have any goo on it to email Jenny. Exclaim. Blank. Link. Click this link that does not have any fish on it to go to Jenny's MySpace page.
Okay, and you can go to different places. MySpace.
Blank. Heading level 3, contact the team by MySpace. Blank. We have a MySpace made up which also has a streaming player to listen to us on and the latest reviews about us. Click the link below to see our MySpace page. Blank. Link. Click this clapping link to go to the Forio Information MySpace page.
Okay, so you can go through MySpace to get more information about everybody if you want.
Blank. Link graphic pub slash feed dash icon 32x32. Link subscribe to the podcast.
Okay, and that's the podcast subscription feed again.
Blank. Want your own. Link free website. Like this, try linkfreewebs.com.
And then we got an advertisement for free webs.
Blank. Link graphic button 1-DM on mouse over. Link graphic button 1-DM on link graphic button 1-DM link graphic button 1.
I think we're at the bottom.
Link graphic button 1 dash.
Yep, obviously we're at the bottom. All right.
The 4-0 information podcast.
And let's go to this navigation.
List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home. Bullet link schedule. Bullet visited link listen online.
See, even an old geek like me gets smart sooner or later.
Bullet link subscribe. Bullet visited link downloads. Bullet visited link contact us. Bullet link log containing transcripts.
And you can go in here. Yeah, we'll go in here. What the heck?
Enter. Visited. RSS feeds.
Robert wanted me to go into some more of the pages on the website than I did on the last review, so...
Link recording phone calls on mouse over. No cost conference link graphic ads by Google.
And we'll jump past the Google ads again.
Blank. Google underline ads underline blank. Visited heading level 1 link the 4-0 information podcast. Heading level 2 we will help with it blank. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link home.
Let's go past this.
Heading level 3 blog containing transcripts. Blank. We record finally. Clickable on mouse over. Blank. Friday, August 22, 2008. Blank. Episode 15 is finally recorded. We are just waiting on our editor to edit out all the pauses and all the giggles. Also, it may take a few come up. ...
Oops.
Episode 15 is finally recorded. We are just waiting on our editor to edit out all the pauses and all the giggles. Also, it may take a few days for it to come up. ... Blank. Make a donation on the page.
So that's cool. They've got actual text transcripts of their podcasts. I know I've had people in the past ask me for the same on my podcasts, and I just unfortunately can't afford it, so I really have never did it, but it's really cool when somebody takes the time and effort to actually do text transcripts for deaf blind and things like that, or just people that would rather read it instead of listen to it. So that's cool.
Blank. Link graphic view comments. Link graphic post a comment on link graph. Blank. 2:40 p.m. left parent UTC minus blank. Episode 15 busts. Clickable on mouse over. Blank. Sunday, August 17. Blank. Dudes, we tried to record episode 15, and throughout the show it sounded okay except for the occasional Skype bits. You know, the ones with the dropouts in. Calls, repeating, all that good stuff. Blank. We get through 2 hours of recording only to discover that the recording was awful. It stuttered quite a bit and Jenny was barely audible. Plus we were still having issues even at the end of the show. We decided to try again on Wednesday. Blank. Link graphic view comments on this entry view comments left parent link graphic link graph blank 870 blank episode 15 being planned clickable on mouse over.
Okay, so you can check out things here. You can get more than just the transcripts, but they actually talk about their problems using Skype, and you know we all have problems using Skype conference at time to time. Alrighty, let's go.
The Horio information pod.
Back up to our list.
List of 3 items. List of 2 items. List of 19 items.
There we go.
Bullet link reviews on our pod. Bullet visited link log containing transcripts. Bullet link reviews on our podcast.
Okay, let's see what's in the reviews page.
Enter. Visited. 1 frame, 7 headings, and 28 links. Google underline ads underline if from underline user underline 720.
Okay, let's skip past the ham.
Link graphic pub slash feed link subscribe to the pub blank want your own. Link free like the link free webs dot blank. Link graphic button 1-B link graphic button 1-DM.
Oops.
The 4-0 information. The 4-0 information pod we will help with issue review for podcast 14 heading level 3. Blank. The team has emerged yet again. Blank. By Helena Mugum. Blank. As you all know, the 4-0 information team keeps doing some podcasts, then they go missing for some months, and then they come back with a bang and get people loving them again. This season, which I call season 3, is no exception to the cause. Blank. Episode 14, with Say Air. Episode 14, which was uploaded on Tuesday, July 29th, 2008, wowed me as soon as it came on the air. Actually, I am not sure what to call it, so I will just say air. Blank. Still no intro or exit music, but that's okay. The cast in the past did a splendid job of letting its listeners know when the cast started and ended with.
Okay, so there's the review of podcast 14. I'm not going to go through all of it for time reasons, but and Robert said that he did have an intro music on the podcast now, and I haven't heard it, so I can't comment on that, but let's go back up to the top.
The 4-0 information blank. List of 19 items. Bullet visited link log containing bullet visited link reviews on our podcast. Bullet link guestbook.
And we've already looked at the guest book, I believe.
Bullet link forum.
And I'm not going to go into the forum, but I'm sure it's like all the other forums where you can leave a question or something, and others will reply back to you, and you have nice long threads.
Bullet visited link about host-robert.
I went in here and I couldn't get anything to come up, so.
Bullet visited link about Jenny.
And here's one about Jenny.
Enter visited. One frame, three headings, and 32. The FOIO information will help with issues about Jenny heading level 3. Heading level 3 about Jenny. A little about me and how I got onto the podcast. I am a girl who just wants as many friends as she can get. My family consists of two dogs, Cuddles and Angel, and five cats, Smokey, Sage, Ash's left parent, Smokey's daughter, right parent, and two kittens that Ash's had, but I don't know the names. I have a brother who is 5 years younger than me. I graduated from high school in 2007. I want to become a data entry person that puts information into a computer for a company of some sort. I had started to work at a food store as a bagger, but due to issues with the lifting, I could no longer pursue the job I like.
Yeah, okay, and you can keep going down through here, but she gives quite a bit of information about herself here.
The FOIO inform blank, Google underline a list of three items. Wrapping to bottom, list of 19, wrapping to top, list of three items, list of two items, list of 19 items.
Oops.
Bullet links.
Oh, I see. Those are at the bottom.
Bullet visited link. Bullet link guestbook. Bullet link forum. Bullet visited link about host-robert.
And I'm going to try Roberts again here, but I couldn't get anything to come up last time, so let's see what happens this time.
Enter visited.
Greetings, Earthling. I am an extraterrestrial being from the planet Gmorm. I have been sent to Earth in the form of this answering machine to propagate with your species in order to spread my highly superior race throughout the universe. You may not realize it, but right now I am having sex with your ear, and I know you like it because you are smiling. You may leave a message at the tone, but then please call back, because I am very, very horny.
The FOIO information, the FOIO information podcast, vertical bar, we will help with issues and make you laugh while doing it.
Yeah, it sounds like Robert, all right.
The FOIO information.
Okay, and still, this page is not coming up.
The FOIO information podcast, vertical.
It must be empty.
No more lists.
Oh, it is empty, really empty. So let me go back.
Period. About host-robert. Bullet visited link about Jenny. Bullet visited link about Jenny.
And we went to Jenny.
Bullet link about June.
And we'll go into June.
Enter visited.
And hopefully she's...
One frame, three headings, and 31 links.
Got more than Robert did.
Jump to line dialogue. Enter line escape. The FOIO information podcast. We will help with it about June heading level 3.
There we go. And I'll let it read down through here for a moment.
Heading level 3 about June. You have stumbled on my page, so I guess I have to tell you something about me. First off, this is not my real name. I don't want stalkers or anything like that to find me. Does this mean I have to make up a fake autobiography? There may or may not be truth to some of this. Anywho, I was asked to do this podcast and record it, so we will see how this is going to work out. Here's some basic, and I mean really basic stuff. I lived in a few different places, but I'm not saying where. I'm going to college with a major in nothing. I'm fairly decent with computer skills, at least. I can figure out how this whole podcasting thing works, and I will be doing some editing to hopefully make it sound better. I live in a house, so does billions of other people. I have a family. Who doesn't? It's sad.
Okay, so there you go. There's June's fictitious bio that you can actually go through more if you'd like.
Wrapping the top, list of four items, list of two items, list of 19 items.
Yeah,
bullet, bullet visited link about host-rob, bullet link rate us. Bullet visited link, bullet link rate, bullet link chat online.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through the chat online, because I'm sure it's like most other online chat things for other websites.
Bullet link music.
And we got music.
Bullet link games.
And games, and all that stuff that you guys can go into on your own to investigate later.
Bullet link donate to the podcast. Bullet link reviews on our site. List end. Bullet link reviews on our site.
And let's go into reviews on our site and see what we got there.
Enter visited. One frame, three headings, and 30 links. Link www.swusa.com/podcast.aspon/mouseover. Link feedback dash ads by Google. Google underline ads underline if from under link graphic pub slash feed dash I link subs blank. Want your own. Link free web like this. Link free webs dot blank. Link graphic button 1-DM on mouseover. The FOIO information. The FOIO and we will help with Ishrik's review in MP3 heading level 3.
Okay, there's my review.
Blank. Rick did an excellent job reviewing the site, but the shoutbox was not working that day he recorded it. So, sit back. Visited link Rick Harmon from the Blind Geek Zone. Rick did blank.
Oops.
Heading level 3, Rick's review in M.
Let that go through again here.
Heading level 3 Rick's review and MP3 Rick did an excellent job reviewing the site, but the shoutbox was not working that day he recorded it. So sit back and listen to Visited Link Rick Harmon from the Blind Geek Zone podcast talk about our site and give a brief walkthrough using JAWS. Link graphic pub/feed-icon32x32. Link subscribe to the podcast. Want your own link-free website like this? Try link-free.
Okay, and hey, what do you know? I'm the only review, and I guess they'll be changing that slightly because the shoutbox, I guess I confused that for the guest book, but the shoutbox was working today, and I let you look at that a little bit. The other day when I did the original review, the shoutbox was being intermittent for some reason, but today it seems fine. All right, let's see.
Grabbing the top, list of 19.
Yeah, we don't have, oh, yeah, we do.
Bullet link subscribe, bullet visited link download, bullet visited link contact, bullet visited link log, and bullet visited link reviews on our pod, bullet link guestbook.
Yeah, let's go into the guestbook then, since I was confusing it with the shout box.
Enter, visited. One frame, four headings, and 58 link. Next same page link. Grabbing the top, the 4-0 information, heading left blank, list of 19, bullet visited link home. Heading level 3 guestbook, blank, visited link sign guestbook, visited link. Left parent 28 signatures, right parent.
Okay.
Blank. Message clickable. Blank. Preview clickable. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 5 rows. Name colon. Edit. Email colon. Edit. Left parent will be kept. Blank. Same page link bold.
Okay, and it's pretty much your standard guest book.
Same page link number. Same page link number. Same page link number. Combo box left bracket color right bracket 1 of 15.
Yeah, and you can put your message in here.
Combo box left bracket size right bracket 1 of 6.
Have some various styling elements there that we could use.
Blank, same page link insert smiley. Blank, message edit. Link login, post button, cancel button, table end. Blank, 1. Same page link 2. Same page link next. Blank, link graphic images slash no profile pic dash mail dash small. Link John 2D3DM colon, nice site. Graphic smile, I like it, keep up the good work. Graphic big grin, come check my site out. Graphic cool.
And there's a guestbook signature there, and apparently you can put some graphics in it too, so that's kind of cool for the sighted and partially sighted people out there.
Blank, 01-OG-08.
Okay, alrighty. Alright, that pretty much covers the review of the website, and what I'm going to do next is I'm going to let you hear a snippet or two of the podcast. And then after that, I'll wrap up.
Okay, and this is podcast number 11 for their show. And I'm just here in the middle, and I'm going to let it play for a minute or two, just so you can get some idea of what the podcast is about. It's pretty comical. It's done on a low budget, like Robert had told me. You know, it's definitely not high tech, but it is interesting and quite funny. So let me get this started for you.
Space.
It's from Tyrone and
oh my god.
Hi guys, what's happening? Oh yeah, I had to edit it. Sorry, to actually read it. Okay, hi guys, what's happening? I've been having an issue. My bird won't stop cussing. He says things that I've never taught him before. The
wow.
Other day, I was doing an interview with this white lady, and she was smiling
Whoa.
At me, and the bird goes, "You butthead, get out of my house. Get out,
Aww.
Or I take a knife and shove it up that pink mirror."
Hang on, wait,
there's more.
Oh, wow.
I never thought that my bird I care about most would say something like that. Should I kill him?
No.
I think you're the one who taught him that, so somehow you've got to find a way. I don't know what the scenario or what the situation is, not scenario. But yeah, if you taught him that, wow. And
space.
All right, and that was one of the more interesting parts of that podcast. And if if you download these podcasts, that's pretty much what goes on.
Okay, that wraps up this review of the For Yo Information website and podcast. This is a very interesting and humorful website for many teenagers out there and young adults out there that'll find the site, I think, very entertaining. I enjoyed doing the review. I thank Robert for asking me to do this review, and the fact that he'd ask an old geezer like me to review such a site, but it was entertaining and I enjoyed it a lot, and I hope you all out there will enjoy the website and podcast as well. All right, thank you for listening. That wraps this podcast up, and we'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.